the weight of Pilate's decision. Dear friends, Christian faith is not merely a private belief. It is a confession meant to be proclaimed openly before others. Its very nature compels us to express our convictions publicly, not just in the quiet. In the Gospel of John, we encounter a pivotal moment when Pilate, the Roman governor, faces a profound choice. His decision reverberates through history, challenging to us to reflect on our own spiritual paths. His role in the trial of Jesus reveals a complex interplay of conscience, compromise, and personal responsibility. Pilate, intrigued by Jesus, sought an alternative. He attempted to sway the crowd's judgment by presenting a beaten and bloodied Jesus. "Shall I crucify your king?" he asked, appealing to their emotions and pity. Pilate's compromise, ordering Jesus' scourging, illustrates the danger of compromising our own convictions. In a world of moral gray areas, we may be tempted to water down our beliefs or accommodate societal norms. Yet, like Pilate, we cannot serve two masters. We must stand firm in our faith and values, even when compromise seems easier. Yet, no external appeal replaces the personal verdict each of us must reach regarding Jesus. Dear friends, Pilate stood at this crossroads where his own decision mattered most. No one can deal with Jesus on our behalf. Each of us must grapple with him personally. We too encounter such moments in our daily lives, daily decisions that shape our spiritual lives. To whom much is given, therefore, much is expected. If we claim to follow Jesus, we must love unreservedly and serve sacrificially. Pilate's futile attempt to engineer Jesus' release highlights the inevitability of personal decisions. Pilate's initial attempt to shift responsibility mirrors our own tendencies. We often avoid personal responsibilities by deflecting or passing the burden to others. However, just as Pilate couldn't escape dealing with Jesus, we too must face our choices directly. Whether it matters of faith, ethics, or personal decisions, we cannot delegate them entirely. We must take ownership and act. We face choices daily, whether to follow Jesus Christ, whether to forgive, whether to love unconditionally, or to seek justice. Yet, compromise with Jesus is impossible. We cannot serve two masters. We must either deny or accept Jesus. The choice is ours. It means there is no escape. The mystery of the cross beckons us, is a wake-up call for us, and it invites us to meditate on Christ's sacrificial love, to grapple with the tension between vanity and Jesus. Again, Pilate faced a choice of vanity or the truth. The Word made flesh stood before Pilate, but Pilate clung to his position, made a choice. He chose his power. He turned the gaze towards himself and the focus towards himself and forgot about the way, the truth, and the life, who is Jesus standing right there before him. Today, Jesus Christ, who is the high priest, the suffering servant, who suffered so that each and every one of us will gain the graces from God. He suffered so that he could bridge the gap between us and God. He is right here with us, and we all have the choices in our hands, either to accept him or to anticipate. Either to say yes to him today or to listen to the world. What this means for us is that we have two voices today speaking to our hearts. In the first place, the voice of Jesus on the cross is calling on us to learn from him who is meek and humble of heart, to learn from him the way of humility, to learn from him the way of obedience. The voice of Jesus on the cross is calling to us, is speaking to our hearts, so that we can see in him the sacrificial love, that we can see in him the love that goes beyond our sins. And equally, the voice of the world is speaking to us. And the voice of the world is a word of selfishness. The voice of selfishness inviting Jesus, leave the cross. You mustn't die for these people. But today that voice calls us in different ways. The church is not doing good enough. You can be better off out of the church than in the church. The church has too many scandals, and therefore you shouldn't associate with the church, or do not give your money to the church. They will use it for the scandals. Today, Jesus is inviting us to look beyond the weaknesses of the church, to look beyond our own weaknesses, to see the good news of the kingdom of God, the good news of the love of God. A love that invites us, dear friends, to sacrifice. A love that invites us to give up something for the sake of God. If you hear his voice today, harden not your heart, because he is inviting you to come and drink from that fountain that flows from his side, the fountain of divine mercy. May Our Lady of Sorrows intercede for us today and always. Amen. Amen. Amen.